The Republican convention is headed into its final night when President Bush will accept his party's nomination for a second term. All week long, we've been hearing about the groups the president and his party hope will be part of a winning coalition. NPR's Linda Wertheimer spent the spring and summer talking to voters around the country. Today, she reconnected with some of the women she met who are watching the GOP's gathering.
We called women we met in the battleground states of Ohio and Florida. These women traditionally lean toward Republicans. How does the convention strike them? They were intrigued, attracted, and surprised.
I've been enjoying watching the convention immensely. It's very exciting, and it's
watching the speeches have been great. Especially, I saw Giuliani and McCain. And gosh, I hope I could have had a chance to vote for either of them.
And the whole God thing. You know, a vote for the Republicans is a vote for God.
But will the convention affect their votes? Men and women vote differently now. That's called the gender gap. The gap first opened around the end of the Cold War when women began to put other concerns ahead of national security. National security issues are once again at the top of the list of voter concerns, but in this election season, men and women are approaching those concerns differently. That's according to polling from the Pew Research Center. Andy Cohut is the director. He says right after 9/11, there was no gender gap.
Through much of the period after the September 11th attacks, and right up until actually the beginning of this year, the gender gap about Bush was very, very small. In fact, in our January survey, 58% of men approved of Bush, 54% of women, not very much. Today we have a big difference with 50% of men approving and only 43% of women.
Is this convention helping the president with women? We checked with women in the Cleveland area that we've talked to before. Ann Stevenson is a psychologist for the public school system, mother of four. She sees the invasion of Iraq as imperialism.
I can't believe how emotional I am. I've never cared before.
Why is it that you think you care now? I mean, have you sort of tried to analyze it?
I think it's because our country has acted in a way that it's never acted before. I think we've done the wrong thing. I can't believe my country did this. I just am in shock. I think we've abused our power, and I understand that people think we were doing the right thing, but we weren't.
Ann Stevenson voted for President Bush, but she says he's lost her trust and the convention can't change that. Voting for Democrats goes against her own bootstrap philosophy, so she may go for a third-party candidate. Gina Cronin has three kids, including young twins. She works at the Cleveland Clinic. She voted for Al Gore in 2000, the first Democratic vote of her life. And she's planning to cast the second one for John Kerry. She supported the president's decision to go to Iraq.
I supported him because I assume that he had the best information available to him at the time. And, you know, I think when we got in there and there were no weapons, it was disturbing. And it seemed to be that the decision was made that we were going to go there and that they tried to craft intelligence to match that decision.
Gina Cronin says the convention attacks on Kerry won't change her mind. That's politics, she says. She's prepared to take a chance on him. But if John McCain were running, she says, she'd vote for him. The attacks on Senator Kerry at the convention have made DePasquale rethink her position. She voted for Bush, but the Iraq war moved her to undecided.
If it's true Kerry's a flip-flopper, then we cannot have him in there. And that, I just really look forward to hearing the other side of the story from now till the election, and I definitely look forward to the debate. So although at this point I am definitely leaning more toward Bush right now, I'm certainly going to keep an open mind.
We first talked to DePasquale in Panama City, Florida, earlier this summer. She retired there from Michigan. The same trip we spoke to Dori Rossoff. She's a retired teacher. Again, she's finding one of the main themes of the convention persuasive.
I think I'm going to vote for Bush.
And the reason for doing that would be?
I think I do buy into this business about keeping us safe. I think it's worrisome to hand over the reins to someone who has vacillated as much as John Kerry has. I like that line of Zell's about, and he's going to protect us with what, spitballs?
Zell, of course, is Senator Zell Miller, who spoke last night. Most polls show that Senator Kerry leads on domestic issues, but on the war on terror, President Bush is ahead. The war in Iraq is a different story, with women much less supportive. That's a concern the president will try to address tonight. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New York.